In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, the Psalms tell us of the real experiences of people. The real experiences of people. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you've been sick. Maybe your kids are sick, and you feel so rejected. Well, I'm going to start with the rejection of people in the Bible, how they feel rejected, how they feel in a pit. And then I'm going to see the answer, and we need to know both sides of the story, the dark as well as the light. But both are true. O Lord of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Have you ever prayed and you felt that it didn't even reach the ceiling? Let my prayer come before thee. Incline your ear unto my cry. Have you ever cried out and felt that God doesn't listen? For my soul is full of troubles. You understand that? My life draws near unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am a man that has no strength. Oh, he's talking about emotional strength as well as physical strength. This is real. This is the experience of so many people. But there's an answer. There's an answer. I'm going to continue. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that has no strength. I am like free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, that you remember me no more. You see, does it ever feel like he remembers you no more? But even if your mother would forsake you, I would not forsake you, for I have graven you on the palms of my hands. Even if mother and father forsake thee, even if your beloved husband forsakes you, I will never forsake you. Even though it feels that way, I am with you. I am with you always. I am with you. I will never leave you. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the depths. Your wrath lies hard upon me. You have afflicted me with all your waves, not the waves of glory either. Thou hast put away mine acquaintances. Thou hast made me an abomination to them. I am shut up. I cannot come forth. My eyes mourn by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands unto you. Have you ever felt that way? That you pray and you pray and you pray and it doesn't seem like God hears you. But I'm going to tell you, God hears you. Have you ever felt in the pit? God hears you from the pit. And he says, I am here to help you. I am here to aid you. Now I'm looking at the answer. Page of Isaiah 41. But you, O Israel, are my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. You have been chosen by the Lord, my friends. You have been chosen by the Lord. And Jesus said, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. In the midst of your woes, I'm telling you, you are a friend of God if you are a believer. You are a friend of God, and he hears your prayer. But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham as my friend. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called you from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, you are my servant. I have chosen thee. I have not cast thee away. Oh, yes, this is the reality. Even though you feel rejected, I have not cast you away. No one who comes to me, Jesus says, will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. No one can snatch you from the Father's hands, even though it seems that way. No one can snatch you from the Father's hands. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Oh, gosh, how many times does the Lord tell us, fear not? Why? For I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Fear not. Fear is useless. Fear not. I am with thee. But not only am I with thee, I am in thee. I am in your broken heart. I see what you go through. I call you by name. You are my friend. Listen. I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Hallelujah. I will help you. Hallelujah. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. I'm going to read this again. If I have to keep on reading this again over and over, because we need to hear this. Verse 10 of chapter 41 of Isaiah. Fear not. Say it. Fear not, for I am with me. The Lord is with me. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. He is my God. This is what he says. I will strengthen thee. He's going to strengthen you. I will help you. He's going to help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. He's going to uphold you. I'm going to read it again. I am your God. I will strengthen you. Not I might, not maybe. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will. I will uphold you with my right hand. I will strengthen you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Fear not, for I am with thee. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against you shall be ashamed. In other words, I'm going to defeat your enemies, and they shall be confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they shall strive with you, but you shall not perish. Listen. The enemies that you might have may strive with you. You are the Lord's, but they're not going to win. They're not going to win. They're not going to win. Get your eyes off of the enemies. Maybe it's a court case. Get your eyes off of the enemies. They're not going to win. They're not going to win. I remember praying with somebody. He was given a sentence of I don't remember what it was. And I saw the Lord take the whole thing and throw it into the bucket. He threw the case in the bucket. And I said, you're going to win this case because the Lord just threw your case into the bucket. And you know what? He did win the case. He did win the case. And it says, behold, all that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed, confounded. Your enemy is going to be ashamed, confounded. They shall be as nothing. Your enemy shall be as nothing. They shall strive with you, but they shall perish. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and a thing of naught. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold your right hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the midst of all the calamities, in the midst of people saying things against you, in the midst of the court case, I, the Lord, thy God, will hold your right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help you. Oh my, fear not, I will help you. I hold your right hand. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you hold our right hand. Thank you, Lord, that you tell us, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, I hold your right hand. Fear not, you are my friend. Fear not. Your enemies shall be confounded. They will not win. Your enemies shall be confounded. They will not win. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The Lord your Redeemer. What does that mean? Everyone who is born is a creature of God. Israel was redeemed through the sea, as they were led through the sea by Moses and Miriam. They were redeemed. In the New Testament, we're all creatures of God, but we have been redeemed, bought back with the blood of Jesus. We have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Beloved, you have been bought with the price, not with the diminishable price of silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. You have been redeemed. You are his friend. He holds you by the right hand. Your enemies will be confounded. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he says, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small, and you shall make the hills as chaff. I'm going to give you power. I'm going to give you power. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue fails for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. For Israel, water is life. For Israel, water is life. That's why Jesus said to the woman at the well, if you'd only asked me, I would have given you living water. That's the Holy Spirit. In other words, he's going to give us life in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our calamities, in the midst of our enemies. Whatever enemy you're facing, he says, you are mine. I have redeemed you through the blood of Jesus. You are mine. Be not afraid. I hold you by your right hand. And how does it all start? It all started with Psalm 88. It all started with Psalm 88, and the poor man in Psalm 88 suffered so much. But the answer is, I hold you by your right hand. Your wrath lies hard upon me. Thou hast afflicted me with thy waves. You have put away my acquaintances. You have made me an abomination. I am shut up. I cannot come forth. My eye mourns by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called upon thee day and night. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. But you know what? He says, I hold you by the right hand. I hold you by the right hand. You are my friend. I'm going to go now to Isaiah 43. But now, says the Lord, not tomorrow, now, says the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, the one that formed you, O Israel, fear not. Here we have it again. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Yes, I redeemed you through the sea and through the blood of Jesus. I have called you by name. He doesn't call us by a number. They always ask, what are the last four digits of your social security number? No, the Lord doesn't ask us for a number. He asks us for a name. He gives us a name. I have called thee by name. By name you are mine. By name you are mine. When you pass through the waters, and everyone will pass through the deep waters, I will be with thee. Even now as you pass through the waters, the Lord says, I am with thee. The waters of whatever, the waters of losing a job, the waters of having a drug-addicted family. I will be with thee when you pass through the waters. When you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow. Rivers of trouble, rivers of rejection. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were not burned, and their clothes did not even smell of fire. But he's talking more of a sense of people going through difficult times. When you pass through the waters, yes, the waters of difficulty, I will be with thee. When you go through the rivers of rejection, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire of people making fun of you, the fire of people thinking you're a fool, the fire of even you thinking you're a fool, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle against thee. Why? For I am the Lord your God. I am the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. It's all about Him. Why won't we be destroyed? Because I am the Lord thy God. I am your God. I am the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba for thee. Ah, I gave all the nations for thee. You are mine. You are mine. You have been redeemed. You have been redeemed. Since you are precious in my sight. Imagine, the Lord says to you, you are precious in his sight. Precious in his sight. Precious, more precious than gold, more precious than silver, more precious than diamonds. You are precious in his sight. He called you by name. He holds you by the right hand. Even as you pass through the waters of difficulty, he is with you. He is your God. I tell you, he has heard every single tear that has come from your eyes. He has heard everything that you've prayed. He has heard, even though it seems he hasn't. Since thou art precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. I have loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not. Says it again in the fifth verse of 43 of Isaiah. Fear not, for I am with thee. Fear not, for I am with thee. This is the reality, that he is with us. And if we are Christians, he is in us. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. And I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown that there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am your God. Yes, how many times are we witnessing to what God has done for us? God has done for us. How many times do we witness? Or do we keep our mouths closed because we think that people will think we're crazy? I tell you, it's time to witness. The Lord says, you are my witnesses. I hold you by the right hand. I bring you through the fire. How many times has the Lord brought us through the fire? We've not even thanked him. How many times has the Lord brought us through the rivers and we've not even praised him? How many times has the Lord given us life and we've not even been grateful for what he's given us? We always think of what we don't have. You know, when traveling through life's journey, let this be your goal. Keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole. I'll tell you, how many times have we looked at the hole in the donut rather than think of, oh gosh, today you give me life. Today I can see. Today I can hear. Today I can dance before you. Today I can clap my hands. Today I can worship you. Today I can make supper for my family. Today, 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 you're with me. You're with me, Lord. How many times have we thanked him for being with us? How many times have we thanked him for being in us? How many times have we looked at the hole in the donut and see, oh, I want this, I want that, and I don't have it. Be satisfied with what you have. Be generous with what you have, and God will multiply. God is the God who multiplies. He's not the God who divides. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Fear not. This is the message of the scripture, that God is our friend, that Jesus is our friend, that he is our Savior, that he is our Redeemer, that he is our Master. This is the message of all the Bible, that God calls a people to be his own, and he takes the people out of nothing, and he makes them something. Yes, he makes them something out of nothing. He chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise. Yes, he does. That's why he's chosen you, and you are called to be his witness. You are called to tell people about what he has done for you. When's the last time you shared what he has done for you? When's the last time you shared what he has done for you? All that the Lord has done, I will tell the wonders of the Lord. All the things the Lord has done for me, I will tell of the wonders of the Lord. Don't be ashamed of him. Don't be ashamed, because if you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time for us to witness to the Lord. It's time to witness to the Lord. Oh, yes, it's time. You know, I was taking a certain medication. This is God. I was taking a certain medication, and I had been taking it for several months, a long time. And I didn't want to let go of this medication because I thought it was making me better, but it wasn't. And I went into the hospital for some tests, and they kept me, and they wanted to know the medications that I took. So I gave them the list of medications so that they could give me the medication in the evening. I forgot to give them one medication. You want to know what? That was the medication that was making me sick. I forgot to give them the medication's name, and that was the medication that was making me sick. That's God. That's God. I had a holy forgetfulness. Isn't that wonderful? A holy forgetfulness. It was God who was keeping it from me, because he knew that medication wasn't doing me any good. That was God. That was God. And you know, I was able to come off that medication cold turkey without any repercussions. That was God. That was God. That was God. The lady that called and said, you know, I need your prayers, and your prayers are so good to me. They're so helpful to me. That's God. That's God. That's God. So today I want to tell you a couple of things. You might be in the darkness, but he says, I am the light. You might think that he has forgotten you, but he says, you are my friend. You might think that your prayers are not heard, but he says they are like incense before him. You might think that God doesn't hear you, but he says, I not only hear you, but I hear your tears. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I have called you by name. I am your God. You are mine. You are mine. I have called you by name. The Lord calls us by name. Father, I thank you that there's nobody like you. I thank you that there's nobody like your Son, Jesus Christ, that you call us by name. You do not call us as a number. You do not call us as a social security number, but by name. By name, our names will be written in the book of life. By name, by name. The name is very important. We know your name, Father. You are, I am who I am. We know your Son's name. His name is Yeshua, Jesus, God saves. We know the Holy Spirit because he has acted and interacted in our life. We give you thanks and we give you praise for that reality, that the Holy Spirit has acted and interacted in our lives, that we belong to you, that we are precious in your sight, that you are precious in the eyes of the Lord. You are precious. You say, I don't even feel precious. I'm telling you, you are to be a witness to the Lord. You are to be a lighthouse shining to those boats and those people that are on the rocks and have nowhere to go. You are his witness. Then today, I challenge you to witness to one person about what the Lord has done. Maybe somebody's going to call you and is in darkness, and tell them, the Lord says to them, that I hold you by the hand, I call you by name, you are my friend. Tell them exactly what you heard today. And if you want to read it again on your own, it's Isaiah 41 and Isaiah 43. Isaiah 41 and Isaiah 43. You have been redeemed, bought back by the price of the blood of Jesus. You are his and he is yours. Amen, amen, alleluia, alleluia. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time. I need to hear from people in St. Louis. I need to hear from people in the western part of the state, in Hartford. I need to hear from people in Springfield. I need to hear from people throughout Washington, D.C. and Virginia. I need to hear from people in Iowa. I need to hear from people. If we are to continue to be on your station, I cannot do it without your help. The mailing address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. People that hear me in Rhode Island, you know, I know it's not very, very loud because the signal doesn't go that far, but people that hear me through static, let me know that you hear me. I listen to you through static, and that's something, that people listen to me through static. And, you know, if you have a computer, you can go www.wrolradio, and at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, you can hear me on www.wrolradio at 11 o'clock, 11:30 every morning, and 6:30 in the evening. Let's end by praising God. We give you praise that we're your friend. We give you praise that you've redeemed us. We give you praise that you take us by the right hand. We give you praise that you call us by name. We give you praise, Lord Jesus Christ, that in the darkness you are with us, in the pit you are with us, and you want to take us out. We give you praise that your name is Jesus. We give you praise that we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We give you praise that you call us by name. We give you praise that you take us by the right hand. We give you praise that your name is Jesus. We give you praise that you're faithful. We give you praise that you're true. We give you praise that you're faithful and true. We give you praise for the cross. We give you praise for the blood. We give you praise that you died for us. We give you praise that you rose from the dead. We give you praise that you sit at the Father's right hand. We give you praise that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon us. We give you praise that you have chosen us. We have not chosen you, and you have chosen us to go out and bear fruit, fruit that will last. We give you praise, honor, and glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.